KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hey, good morning. Once again, it's time for the Medicine Ball Caravan for a Wednesday here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. We've got an hour of great music up ahead. Steve Riley is here. Once again, he's got another one of these specialized instrument concerts. This time it's South Louisiana Guitar Greats, and this time it's at Vermilionville's Performance Center. It'll be happening this Friday and Saturday. We've got Steve here in the studio. We're going to be talking about some of the events going on, maybe even giving away a pair of tickets, so that's a good deal. Stick around for that. That's worth hanging around for another hour. We're going to begin with a couple of the performers. Of course, one of them will be none other. You can't do a South Louisiana Guitar Greats without Sonny Landreth, so we'll hear from Sonny's most recent live album recorded here in Lafayette at the ACA. And to get things going, let's start off with the opening track to Sam Broussard. Sam and Barry Onsley released an album last year that was nominated for a Grammy, Broken Promised Land. Let's kick off with some Sam Broussard as we begin this caravan.
Yeah.
There you go. Sonny Landreth, recorded earlier this year at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in his brand new double live album entitled Live in Lafayette. Uberoso and what's the name of that chat? A great instrumental, Brave New Girl. We started the show with Sam Broussard, a track from Broken Promised Land, his Grammy-nominated release from last year. And those two guys, along with David Doucet, Lil Buck Senegal, and Richard Como and his band will all be part of South Louisiana Guitar Greats, the latest project by Steve Riley. Steve is here in the studio. Welcome, Steve.
Hi. It's great to be here.
Great to hear you to be here, man. So we've got another show. You've been focusing on local instruments. We've done a couple of accordion shows, right? Both a Creole Cajun, or those combined?
We did Cajun Accordion Kings, Cajun Creole Fiddle Masters,
that was like
Creole Accordion Kings. We did a kids show with Pelican 212 and the Harris Family Cajun Band from Bro Bridge. Mm-hmm. We did a 29th anniversary dance party with myself and the Mamu Playboys and guests. And now we're doing this one. This is the sixth one.
So yeah, I mean, as if you're not busy enough just touring. I mean, you're in all these groups. You're in the Mamu Playboys, the band Coubillon. You got four or five bands going, regular bands going. So now it looks like you're into concert production, and you know you're teaching you're teaching lessons. Where do you find time for all this, man?
Yeah, it's hard to find time to rest for sure, but. You know, I love everything I'm doing. Love all the bands I play with, and this production thing is new. You know, it started at the end of last year with these Christmas shows we did. Mm-hmm. We did seven Christmas shows across South Louisiana. We'll probably do some more this year. And it's just a lot of fun and really gratifying to present just groups of all the fantastic musicians we have here.
Yeah, the Christmas show is a great idea because you guys were kind of doing that with Little Band of Gold for a couple of years here in Lafayette. But it's an incredible idea just to take this, you know, take this on the road, go to a few stops around the state, man. So props to you. So, okay, so now we've got South Louisiana Guitar Greats. Of course, no problem in just going out in the backyard and finding a guitar great somewhere within a few blocks. So yeah. You've picked pretty much the cream of the crop this time, didn't you?
Well, I think so. I play in a band. I'm lucky to be in a band with a couple of these guys, Richard Como. We're in High Performance together. And Sam Broussard is in the Mamu Playboys, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the mid-90s, I was fortunate to play in Cowboy Stew with Lil Buck Senegal, along with C.C. Adcock and John Hart and Lil Bob. Mm-hmm. We played at Swampwater Saloon every Monday, and that's how I learned Zydeco and blues, you know, playing with the
best. That was a great era. I mean, just that little point in time during the 80s when everybody was just kind of getting together and just, you know, there wasn't a, you know, the Lafayette club scene wasn't what it is nowadays. I mean, you didn't have venues, you didn't have things going on every single day. So it's like, so, you know, during the 80s, I remember, you know, like, well, say when Boss Kloss had their Monday Night Madness in the early 80s. I mean, you'd have these weeknight things that would just do incredibly well here in Lafayette. And that one was just a breeding ground for, like I said, just not only the group Little Band of Gold to come out of, but just I think it just cross-pollinated so many folks who may not have had a chance to play together much otherwise. You know, folks like Lil Buck and all that, you know, just popping in and showing up and becoming part of the scene, you know. And now they're just vital. It's so vital to the musical environment. Environment of this area now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was a scene, you know, and for us, it was in the mid-90s that this was happening, okay, at Swampwater, you know, right, with Cowboy Stew, and then it turned into the Little Band of Gold. Cowboy Stew disbanded, and we started the Little Band of Gold because we just loved playing there, and we had such a great audience that would come to see us every Monday. So, you know, we were lucky to have that happening and lucky to spend that time playing with Lil Buck, and we still play together on and off. Different situations for different events. But also, Sonny Landreth in the mid-90s played on the Mamu Playboys record Trace of Time. Mm-hmm. It was an honor to have him on that, and that was our first Grammy nomination. And David Doucet is the only guy I haven't played a whole lot with, but I grew up hearing his guitar playing. He is a guy who took traditional Cajun-style acoustic guitar, the style of D.L. and Rodney Balfa, and took it to another level.
Yeah, see, I say no one plays – I mean, David definitely has a very distinctive style, just as all these guys. Like, I mean, when you hear Sonny, you know it's Sonny, though many people have come up since then and are starting to sound like Sonny, you know, imitating his style or emulating his style, I should say. But no one plays guitar – I've never heard anyone play guitar quite like David. I mean, no one has that fast kind of staccato style that I really haven't heard that in Cajun music before David. To me, he's really an innovator.
Yeah, you know, he latched on to the Doc Watson style of finger picking, and, you know, in Beau Soleil, he's kind of the percussive rock with the hurricane going on around him, you know?
Sure, that's true, man. So anyway, all these guys, you've gathered all these guys for a couple of performances at Vermilionville's Performance Center. You've been doing most of these shows over in Eunice, I think, but is this your first at Vermilionville, or have you done one of these other shows?
First one in Lafayette.
Okay, well, wow. There you go. We're right here in town, and just a drive down the road to check out Vermilionville and these great, great performances. So what's the plan for this? I mean, are you just going to – or is each guitarist going to have his own group coming back to back? Or is there a house band? How is this working?
I'm going to try to get each one of them to come out and play a solo piece. Mm-hmm. So folks can really hear what they do with just them, you know, and their instrument, and see the differences in all of their styles and approaches. And Sonny will have his band, so they'll back him. Lil Buck will have a band. Sam is playing solo for his whole set. And the sets are short, you know. It's they'll do about four songs each. David Doucet is playing solo. Richard Como will have a band.
Right, and we won't maybe mention that Richard will only be performing on the Saturday night performance, right?
That's right. Sam only on Friday, Richard only on Saturday.
All right.
Sonny, Buck, and David are both nights.
So you can tickets are definitely still available. You can, of course, get them at the door, or I think you have a phone number that folks can call.
Yep.
You want to lay that one on us?
Yes, you can call 337-789-1538. That's 337-789-1538 for advanced reserve seating.
And if you can't remember that number, you can go to Vermilionville's website. I think it's on their homepage. It'll add for the thing, and the number is included on that as well. Or just, you know, I would pretty much say you could probably just walk up and purchase a ticket as well, you know. But you know, it's always, if you want to play it safe, get those advance tickets going. So anyway, this is going to be one incredible show. We're going to get into the mood of the show. I wanted to play something by Lil Buck, and you know, I mean, a lot of times I play some of his old stuff that was recorded in La Louisiana, but you know, that features so much horns. I wanted to feature his guitar work, and I figure one of the best examples is a recording he did with a little band of Gold that features, of course, Steve on lead vocals. We're going to do something from Lil Band of Gold's A Swamp Pop Journey album, and should we do anything? Do you want to do tickets, or you want to do anything like that? Or?
Yeah. Let's give away a couple of tickets.
Okay, we'll give away a pair of tickets. We'll make it lucky caller number 7 here at the studio line. The number is 482-6991. 482-6991. You can get a pair of tickets. Should it be for either night, the night of their choice? Night of their choice, Friday or Saturday. If you're caller number 7, you tell me which night you'd like to go, and we'll give you a pair of tickets. 482-6991. This is Lil Buck, Steve Riley, Lil Band of Gold.
I need some grown-up love. Give me some shown-up love. Don't want no maybe love. Too old for baby love. Just a child, I had a different style. She almost said on my moon. Still she see me buckaroo. Now that I know the score, I ain't no child no more.
got fine. One thing I know for sure, I ain't no child no more. Ain't no child no more.
Little Buck along with Little Band of Gold, Child of Mine, Ain't No Child No Mo. Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, it's almost 26 minutes past the hour. We're sitting here with Steve Riley, and yeah, South Louisiana Guitar Greats happens this Friday and Saturday at Vermilionville's Performance Center. What time does that kick off, Steve?
8 to 10 both nights.
All right, and I guess doors open around 7-ish or 7:30-ish.
Doors will open at 6.
6? Oh, okay.
Yep, and there will be jambalaya and an open bar, cash bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had another South Louisiana guitar great win 2 tickets.
Yeah. Speaking of which, yeah, congratulations, Roddy Romero, of all people. It's like well, yeah, definitely. Come on over, Roddy. So anyway, yeah, two great shows, two opportunities to check out that much great local talent under the same roof in one night, happening within just a few hours. So, yeah, it's definitely an experience you won't want to miss. So two nights, 8 to 10 p.m., South Louisiana Guitar Greats. So, Steve, are you obviously you're continuing this production. What's next? Are we going to go to keyboards? And just don't go to bass players.
That's what I was going to do next.
Oh, well, let's go.
I was going to call it bass tournament, bass tournament.
There you go. That's a good one. You know, because, the bass player, but you know, that, it would almost have to mean that the bass players would have to do a solo almost every song. So, but you know, hey, we might have an audience for that. You know,
we got some amazing bass players here.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And they'll be there, a few of them.
Yeah, I mean,
actually.
I'm not knocking bass players.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Dave Ranson, Lee Allen, Zeno.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a bass player. I played bass, but, you know, just to see, you just never see a spotlight for basses. So maybe, hey
it's time. Thanks for the idea.
But but keyboardist, I mean, you know, that's another world there. You know, I'm sure that's a potential thing. So, yeah, I'm sure these things will continue to happen. Huh?
They will. And the next ones we'll do this year will be Christmas shows.
All right.
I think I'm out of time for this year to do anything else.
Yeah, and that's a production in itself, and the fact that you do multiple shows on that, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, look, man, excellent, excellent job. Glad you're doing this. And I mean, besides all of the other things you're pulling off. So, you know, once again, that's South Louisiana Guitar Greats for Millionville's Performance Center this Friday, this Saturday night, kicking off at 8 p.m. Steve O'Reilly, thanks so much for coming by, man, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Wow. take off his shoes. Then spin your pony and turn him blue. Show you how. I won't show you how to do the wobble. Just get set, baby, and grab your partner. Now all you do is what you're told. Cause the wobble ain't nothing but a shake and roll.
Yeah. Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, and me cat baby. Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, and me cat baby. Battez jouer, battez jouer, jouer bourré. Boire et fumer, cuit et fumer, boire et fumer tous les journées. Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie et Mickey Bibi. Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie et Mickey Bibi. Bataille des jardins, Charlie Bibi et Mickey de Jackie. Maman c'est dada, c'est dans la sang, Corey You. Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie et Mickey de Bibi. Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, et me cat baby. Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, and me cat baby. Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, Charlie Jackie, and me cat baby.
Sweet Cecilia, Les Frères Guidry from Sing Me a Story. They were just here a couple of days ago. We played that number. Had to hit it again. Lost Bayou Ramblers, Granny Smith from their new one, Kalinda, and Buddy Miller, Jim Lauderdale, doing the wobble from their 2012 release, Buddy and Jim. And the set began with Little Buck Senegal, going back to the 60s, recorded at La Louisiane Studios, Cat Scream, here on the Caravan on KRVS. Creedence Clearwater Revival from their final album, Pendulum. This is Pagan Baby.
We'll be right back. go wherever I want to go. Where with you the stars align? Where with you you help me lose my mind? Blow my mind. When I'm with you, I get the feeling that I used to know. When I'm with you, I get the feeling that you're the only soul.
People got some strange ideas on how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of their talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing. The truth is the light.
Truth is the light.
The light is the way.
Light is the way.
The less folks know. The more they have to say,
yeah, yeah.
And if you want me to,
uh-huh.
Here's what I'll do for you.
All right.
Well, I'll light a candle and I'll pray the Lord will bless you. I hope someday he will understand, but till they do, just
don't look back.
You better not look
don't
now.
Look back.
Oh, he'll catch you.
Don't
say.
Brother Ray. What I'd say. Before that, from 1966, we heard The Remains, who actually got to open for the Beatles, I think, a few times, one of their early tours. That was Don't Look Back from the mid-60s. Before that, the Lynn Price Three, an English retro pop group who have a brand new record called Kentish Long Tales, though it sounds like it could have been made in 66, 67. Lynn Price Three doing Sucking the Life Out of Me. And we began before that, Guru, also from Europe, When I'm With You. And the set began with Creedence Clearwater Revival, and I think on their final album, at least, I think that was their final release of CCR. Pendulum, we heard Pagan Baby here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Thanks again to Steve Riley, another former Mamu boy here on the Caravan, telling us about that big guitar great show. Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of the station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Come on back. We'll do this